Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Hanor, Amrel Akhon and Mnei Aharon, the Lord knows Aharon. If he's demon, only applied to the men and not to the women. If you have a woman who's a Kohenes, she's not bound by the Yisra Tumah. She's permitted to be Mekamid Amei. What about the other thing? Yishuv Zedav HaHalom HaVayitach, Yishuv 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 HaVayitach. What about the Yisra Tumah? You say that only the husband violates the Averah. You say that even the wife is in violation of the Yisra. So the Torah's Kohanim, in this part, they comment that in Pasuk Zion, it says twice Lo Yikach. Yishuv Zedav HaHalom HaVayitach, Yishuv 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 HaVayitach. It says twice Lo Yikach. So the fact that it says twice is Tachmi Yusser, so it must be that one goes to the Baal and one goes to the Isha. But the Isha also is in violation of the Yusser. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, that the Rav Nichrus and the Pasha Sarai Sari, stay in the Mashma. Now on this part, it is on all the Gili Arai, that the women are included in all of the Yusuri by Gili Arai. And it's also in Baba Zolta, and that's the Dalit, and one has there's Yesh Mataris, the Marlon Zakim Sukkim, that we shouldn't think that it's only by Gili Arai that Yesh HaKos Yesh and Yesh, but the same thing applies even to Yisurim Kuhun, if all of the Yisurim, Kishem, Shah, Habal, Mitzvah, Kach, Yesh and Mataris, and they both violate the Yisur. Whatever happens to be, she needs a Rav, so she'll get Malkus also, she needs her essay, like we should be Stoleha Yitach. If she can well marry the Berulah, so she needs her essay, it's not an Yisur Lama. So she violates the Yisra Esir, no. The Achranim asked, they don't understand Tosis in two places. One Tosis in the second place in Chagigah. The Tosis writes about a Be'ula. The Gemara discusses that a funny shah, the Be'ula, Ma'ul, the Kavar. Sula Shibra. The Gemara has a shah that a girl claims that she's a virgin, the Sula Shibra, but she's pregnant. How'd she do that? However, the Gemara says, Mishabra Bambati, whatever. So the Gemara wants to know, yes. There's so many interpretations on the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about the Christian faith. But Rashi, the other Shana learned that it's not an agrotic statement about some other Avodah religions, but it's rather the Gemara is talking about a real halacha. So the Gemara discusses what's the din of a psula who has to be pregnant if she allows to marry some of us. The case is right, and that Gemara round up in the second heresy, even in the second heresy. Maybe Shema, maybe the Isha is also Musaris. In this violation. So the Achranim asked, why Shema? So the Tereshi Gemara, the Bam is not paid out, and the Tereshi Tereshi Kahanim on this part. And similarly, in the last Sugi in the Garden, there's a quotation, places they quote the name of Lezim Amit, that the Yeshus Kahanim is Zinta Tachat Bailo, so she's a Thu'al Bailo. The Rav Lezer Amit says the Yisra is only on the Baal. The Yisra doesn't violate any Yisra. That's very, very interesting. Not true. The Gemara says it's very, very interesting. So in that place, the name of Rav Lezer Amit and the last two of Midorim, I know it's Tamei Anilo. It's the last Mishnah of Dom has nothing to do with the rest of Midorim. It's a shadow that comes up, unfortunately, by the Nisrin Aram every day. A woman tells her husband that she was Mizanah Tachta. Not only an Eshet Kohen. An Eshet Yisrael says that she was Mizanah with somebody else while she's married to the husband. The Mishnah says that the woman is Hanayim Mishnah Tachin, that the woman is actually all by her, the husband has to divorce her. That's the Mishnah Mishnah. And the later Hanayim that we call the Mishnah Achrein, or Dezen Shal Achrein, Mamre, with the later Hanayim Tach, the reverse, it's back, and they said wrong, that the Yisrael is Mataris Lubayim. So the Rishonim asked, how could Yisrael be Mataris Lubayim? The woman says she was Mizanah Tachat Bailah, so Chashav Yalav Shechatichat Yisrael, even if she's telling a lie. Even if the husband, he doesn't want to believe her, but still, Shavi Anav Shechatiha Yisrael, she says that she's a Tula al Bailo, how can she say, how can she remain Tachas Bailo? Okay, that's a good point. Then she's married to a Yisrael, so the only time she becomes a Tula al Bailo is if she's into the Russian. But whether she's married to a Kohen, this is a Mishnah having to become married to a Kohen, even if she's meant to. Even if she didn't do anything wrong at all, she was answered by this Nachri, she also becomes a Tula al Bailo. So there, that answer wouldn't apply. That's what the Rishonim is. In the case that she's married to a Kohen, then there is. She says Nensa, so why shouldn't I say Shavya Nashecha Ticha Dutzvah? So it's a big kasha, and the Rishonim gives seven things. Every Rishon gives a different answer. And because it's so relevant, Halacha L'maaseh, many tshuvos have written on this matter. So one of the problems that they have is, one of the sheets that the Rishonim had is Rav Lezer Amit. Rav Lezer Amit claims that when a woman is married and when a Zayin is living with a Kohen, the Kohen alone violates the Yisrael. The Zayin doesn't violate, the Yisrael doesn't violate any Yisrael. There is no Shami Anak Shechati Hadithir. As far as she's concerned, everything is Muslim. But as far as the husband is concerned, so the husband doesn't have to believe her. And therefore, there's not Nemah. This is considered a brother to be Ezra. She's not believed to say that she's a Surah Rabah. Why did the Mishnah Yishanah hold that she's a Surah Rabah? But that was a Chumrah. His man, Hatanoim, Hatdumim, that they held that the issue is said, Shemei Anilov, is a Surah Rabah, that was a Chumrah in the Rabbanah that they instituted. And the later Tanoim reverted back to the Ikadim Deraita, that the issue is not their name. And it is no Sharia Shechatim Hadithir. So that's the terror that of Levin explains that the Isha doesn't violate anything. It's against the Gemara, it's against the Sikha. So there on that the Rashash, I think, due to the Pshat and of Levin Emet, is generally accepted as the Pshat and of Levin Emet. He didn't mean to say that the Isha is not in violation of the Isha. He meant to say that the Isha of the Isha is contingent on the Isha of the Yish. Whenever the Kohen is in violation of his Isha, Yusha is very nachalolo, whatever it happens to be, then I say the Yusha is also in violation. Yeah. Whenever the Kohen is not in violation of anything, then Yusha cannot be in violation. So here, since with Gabi the husband, the Yusha is in the Menem, so the Yatashne Yerim Sheri, and it's going to be over, so since he hasn't had to pain that she's a Surah Rabbah, even though she knows, Kabish my guy, she knows that she was Menem, but she knows she's a Surah. But since the Gabi the husband is no Bilur, so the Torah Mamesh, we haven't established that it is in Israel. Even though Aliba Damish, she knows what the facts are. That's the Chiddush of Rebbe Mitz. It says that the only time the Isha is in violation of the Isha is if we have ascertained that the Ish, we have established that the Ish, that the Kohen will be in violation of the Isha. So whenever we haven't yet established that the Kohen is in violation, then the Isha is also not in violation, even though she knows what the facts are. The Chumash says that the Kohen has a mitzvah to be mitami lo yitamo, and more has a machlegis of Yatsiba and Abishmo. We discussed the lo yitamo to the truth. The lo yitamo is a chayim, and the Gemara says in Zvachim and Bapku that we pass in like a Yatsiba. The lo yitamo is a chayim. The Gemara says this was already a dispute in the days of the Beit HaMikdash. Among the Kohanim, Yeshua Kohen's wife died and their faces, and Tinu Echaba Kohen Bar Kochai, they can be perfect, Lo Yitamo, that it's a Chai. Interesting, that Gemara indicates that many Machlechis come in. These things that there. Abai and Rabbi came up with a Machlechis. They were the first ones who had a Machlechis. He's better than my 300 from the town. Habo on himself, or Mumar Echon the Bay was Lohachis, or the Sarsha Rapalka. They were the first ones to discover this issue. But the Gemara says, Nisuke, not so. And now says at the end of the second session, Nisuke, that Rabbi Yechanan and Zakkai had so many Talmidim, and he was a Talmud of Hilo, as Mark says, and they were new colors that are cool, and then he said, you have a cousin, and there was other. There was a Mark says, that Habai is Habai Barover. All of the disputes, all the kashas in the Jerusalem, all the discussions that Habai Barover had, the Talmud had also generations and generations before Habai Barover. These things were always discussed. Somehow in the Gemara, they recorded it at some later generation. Like we have a lot of times, Moshe Feinstein wrote a tshuva. When Moshe discovered in America, the tshuva was written 300 years ago or so. It wasn't so relevant then, so it didn't become so popular. It was only Nogea, not Communion. Today in America, this issue became a big, it was very, very Nogea. So everybody quotes that Moshe Feinstein tshuva. Apparently the same is true over here. You have a Machlech Yisabayazir. Apparently, all of these things came up in the days of Hillel, in the days of Rabbi Yechanan Zak, in the days of Rabbi Yechanan Ben Yehiel, and so on and so forth. Earlier, later. But it wasn't so relevant then. And then the big issue came up, the big machlokes repeated itself generation after generation came up later in the days of Rabbi Barabbas. So it's mitzvah mitzvah al shmo. Or here also this machlokes Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Akiva, whether lo yitam achoy or lo yitam, it just came up earlier, also it wasn't so significant as man amizah. Somehow later it became more relevant. So it's mitzvah in Gemara al shem machlokes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yishmael, even though it really preceded them many generations. So we pass from the very time of Chayvon. The Gemara says in Brachas on that Chav that this process, the idea of a Kohen being Matani to design Chayvon, or the idea of a Kohen being Matani to make Mitzvah, as we just discussed yesterday, and we see on that one in the Hay, is based on the principle, it's an application of the principle of Kavod Abir. The Kavod Abir is involved in burying and Mitzvah is far superior to the Kavod Abir is involved in burying one and design clothing. All right, but even if there's Godel and Anarzi who are prohibited from being Mitzvah to design clothing, are obligated to be Mitzvah to make Mitzvah. Obviously, a make Mitzvah came of Kovod and it's a figure of Echi is Kavod Abir. So this part of Lo Yitamo is the Yisrael Achiyot is one of the counting of one of the Tariyad Mitzvahs. In fact, Tarek is there for Tarek, if you give me a space, I'm going to give him an hour, so the Gemara quotes this much later, that he sees that he's according to Rabbi Shmuel, that this perfect Lo Yitam is only the Shush, it's not a Chayvah, so isn't he missing from the Tariyad Mitzvah? If you're not obligated to be Mitzvah, just tell your head, if you want to, you're permitted to be Mitzvah to design for it, but you're not obligated to. So if you're not Mechayiv to, and Lo Yitam is not a Chiyur, so aren't you missing, so then you only have 612 Mitzvahs. So he says, no, the Sami will add on a different mixture. So then Rabbi Akiva is going to have 614, and the Sami will disagree with him on that. Interesting, just to say it first. Rabbi Akiva is more Haram Achloikis and three Tukim, whether it's a Choyva or a Rishur. One is Loi Tamo, and one has the other one is Bikina Yisistoi, and if I say it's Nosto by a Sefer, is in a mixture, Allah Ba'ala Kani Yisistoi, and only Rishur. And the third passage is by Yavitz Naini, the end of Kumash Vayikra, where it says, we are the man Tavoida, there's a name that gives. Hamishakaraja is the essay, he prohibited the 3 year of its 9 years, doesn't mean that if he wants you, you can keep him forever, then he's not yet to be Sheish, he's not yet to be Yezel, and he stays with you forever. He's yet to be Rosh Hashanah, but he's not yet to be Shanim of Sheish yet. So that's the machlok in those three cases. So the case he says, obviously that Mishmoyah, who holds that all three tsukim are Rishus, they're not a favor, will have to substitute another three tsukim and have to switch out three tsukim somewhere and claim that those are missing. And then the people would disagree with him on those three and hold that those three are not missing. But we have a lot of machlokes among the Rishonim, Ramban and the Rambam and the Smad and the Chinuch and the Smad, where there are specific things in the Goyim, or Sagigan, where the specific Sukkim are chayvos or not chayvos. So the Tosfos points out that the Tanoim must have had a machlokes. Yeah, that's possible also. That's what the Ramban raises in issue. At the very beginning, the first comment that he has on the Sefer Mitzvot of Rambam, he says, who says that there are 613 mitzvahs and only one memory in the Gemara? The end of Marcus, one Amora makes this statement, and he says, somehow, I call Father Mazel, Akiva says, Teresh Vehechel. Everybody thinks about that passage in the Gemara, and all of the Rishonim and the Gaudim wrote Kiburim, and poems, and piyutim, on the assumption that there are 613 mitzvahs, and everybody's trying to break their head to figure out what they are. So he says, who says that that's Mutzvah? Maybe there are others who disagree. This is first Hasod on the Sefer Mitzvah. He says that you have to squeeze everything into 613. Maybe there are more, maybe there are less. Pardon me?
And then he
goes there to give his 613. On the assumption that they're all, like that opinion in the Gemara, he figures out what that mandala would say. Which are the correct
ones?
That's the whole problem. That's what all of the Rishonim had the problem. There are many, many, many more mitzvahs than I heard there's 613. So how can it be that the Gemara says they're only 613? That's the problem that faced all of the Rishonim. So this pasuk, Lo Yitamo, is really the marker for the mitzvah of Kavod Avim. If we got them right, his little sefer, Shoshana Samachim, that Kavod Avim is Deiche, sometimes during the Raisa, during the Rabbanon, during the Afasa, between the different cases, he writes that Kavod Avim is in Indian, because the test to be Deiche, mitzvah, Hatzor, Zinin, Hatzor, during the Rabbanon, even though the matter of Kavod Avim per se is not a mitzvah, it's not a Pina Vesha Deiche, like that, but again, Kavod Avim is Deiche, even though it's not a mitzvah. Because it's not exactly correct. Lo Yitamo is the marker for the chiyuv of Kavod Avim. Lo Yitamo teaches us that everybody has to be careful about Kavod Avim, except that for different people, the Kavod Avim applies in different to different degrees. There's a din of Kibud Aviyem, and there's a din of Kveid HaMelech, we discussed that this, there's a din of Kveid HaRav, and there's a din of Kveid Ishtar, and there's a din of Isha Mechuyav, and Kveid Bailo, and Kavod Avim in general, and Kavod Achayim, and Kavod Amesim, and Kavod Meit Mitzvah, and Kavod Zayfoyim, and different gradations. Zulu Ma'alim Yidu. But the basis of everything is Lo Yitamo with different gradations. The pasuk says the Kohen is obligated to be Mitamit to Ishto, he was Sheil, Hakol Avelo, but however, Lo Yitamo is Balbiyamad Lehechalo. The Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Yivomis, in the beginning of Isha Rabbo, that if the Isha is a Surah Labal, the Kohen is not Mitamit. What do you mean Lehechalo? Any time he reached the Psula, Shuhu Mechulo Bo Ba'odo Imo. Ba'odo Imo. What does that mean? That's not what the Gemara has. The Gemara and Yavamas has a different thing. The Gemara gives the case of an Eishes Ish is Imso. And the Baal is a Kohen, but he's not Mitamim Ishto, so it says, Le'itam Baal Ba'am Ha'echal, or Le'ishto K'sheil, who Mitam Ve'en Tam Ve'en Psula. That's all the Gemara has. Rashi is here, is quoting the Torah Kohanim. So the Kohanim adds on more than the Gemara, that if a Kohen is married to a Grusha, Zaino, a Halolo, and Kedushin Atovsin, right, Kedushin Atovsin, Kedushin Atovsin, Mechavi Lavin, nevertheless, Since the kohen is mechulal bo for odo imo, the kohen forfeits his kedushas kuna kol zman that he's married to her, lehei chalo. What does that mean? That Mishnah Chayyim says that if a kohen is married to a grusha and so on, it's prohibited to be machul kavanah kol zman that he's married to her. If you want to be machul kavanah, you can't give your wife a get, and then we'll let you be machul kavanah. So the same thing is, let's say, the kohen is rabbi l'tam of the nation. So we don't allow him to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. When do you change? When do you allow him? When he's chayav b'tshuva. So the Mishnah has in Chayav Tzvira, he should give his wife a get, the Yishuv HaAsurah, the Zayna, the Yishuv HaHalola, or if he swears that he's going to divorce her and never live with her again, and never live with another Grusha, Zayna, the HaHalola, so then again, when he hasn't given another get yet, we allow him to do avodah b'kavon. And this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch regarding giving the kohen an aliyah and regarding duchening. They called man, the Rishonim had extended it. The Mishnah only has it regarding Avodah Tzarfonis. And the Tshuva Tzarazot, what about the Shulchan Aruch, extends it with respect to Nisiyah Tzapayim and with respect to Aliyah L'Atayr. That the Kohen doesn't get the first Aliyah if he's a rug of the time of the nation and he's a nation of the Avodah, unless he swears that he's not going to do it. So the Shad is that a Dinda Raisa, is that a Dinda Rabbana? So the fastest is that it's only a Dinda Rabbana. It's a demon on terror that he's possible to do avodah until he swears that he's not going to do it again. Sounds like a dinder abonim. Promise that you're not going to do the avodah again and never let you do the avodah. How can you say that that's a dinder? I suppose you try to come to abonim. So there's some machraidim who insist that it's really a dinder. But the fact is that it's only abonim. So how do you read the pasuk lo yitamad bal biyamad lehei chalo on the level of the raisa? Lehei chalo kol man shehu mechulo bo ba'oda imo. That's only a drasha de abonim. So the Gemara is Rashi and Yivamir in the beginning of the Yisra Rabbah, when the Gemara says that the Kohen's wife was Mizana Kachto, she's a Sento. And a Sento through Al Baila, that's Lahei Chalo. Lahei Chalo means that the Kiddushin was Mechuvo. When the Kohen marries a woman, so she is his wife, she has Kiddushin with him. And when, but the Kohen is only Mechamei L'Ishto Nisua, not L'Ishto Arusha. Issa the Gemara says, you have to have documents to him for Avelas and for Tumas Tehanim, which are Tumas Ebezeh, and for Haforas and Dom, you have to have them to him. So the Gemara says over here that even though you have this to him, so you think that it's a full issue, but if the Yeshua Fish is Nizana Tachas Bailah, so that affects a partial cancellation, a partial cancelling of the Tumas of the marriage, that I consider it no longer a Tumas. The whole idea of the story is that it's a full issue as opposed to a partial issue, and Arusha only has a partial issue, so the story has a full issue. Here, even though the woman is in the surah, but she's a Seita, with a surah baila, so Seita surah baila means that the issue is canceled partially. That's how the Yavnei Nezer points that in the Shuvah, the Seher Gevin Ezer, as the Gemara in Seita Davor, with a Rashi there. If the Rashi comments on the Gemara like that, that's what the Gemara seems to say. That a Seita, a Tzura, a Baila is a different kind of an Issa. The Pshat is that the Issus is always going to be incomplete. The Issus will never contain within it a Hetzel, a Baila. The Gemara being on the same daf in the Vamas, in the beginning of the Isha Rabbah, the Gemara says that if the wife is a Seita, she's a Mizana Tachas Baila, so the Mishnah says the husband cannot be made for the Nidor. So the Gemara says, why can the husband not be made from the dark? So the whole reason why the Torah gives the husband the right to be made from the dark is that today in order that he should have a happy marriage, they should have shalom bayis, they should cook a terrible neder, he should be made from the neder, and catch up the marriage. He should be attractive, and there shouldn't be any wrong to the neder. So a leading neder shouldn't affect their relationship. But when a woman is a slave, she's a throw by her, she's gonna. Let it be Tizan al Baila. We want the husband, other Rabbi, we want to encourage the husband to divorce his wife. So what does the Gemara mean to say that this is only a Zer de Rabbanon? So it sounds a little bit. The Gemara is giving it like Dashin and Taimed Akra, that the reason why the Torah enables the husband to be Nathan in the Dharma is because they say Tizan al Baila. The reason doesn't apply, so the Din doesn't apply. Usually don't say that. Usually don't say Dashin and Taimed Akra. All of a sudden over here the Gemara says Dashin and Taimed Akra. So I think the Neri, somehow, even without anything, that's somehow the simple reading of the Gemara, it's only a Dindu Rabbanon. But one could perhaps learn otherwise, that once you have this Pasuk, and the Pasuk tells me that even though she is in the Surah, Isla Rusalayan in Lavala Mitamalona Mekana Durai. You need a higher level of Isis, namely Nisuan. But even if she's in a Sua, but she became a Stoika, through our bylaw, she loses her status as being considered a full Isis, because the Stoika, through our bylaw, the Nulus is not here, the Isis partially. She's only, it's not here part of the Kiddushin. It's Mahe Chalo, it's Mechalo, the Kiddushin of Kiddushin. So once you say it like that, that's why it says Yilitmo. That's the Dalinezer point that, it's in a race man, Mechel Gemenezer. The Rashi and Stoika does all point that out. It says by a Stoika, Yilitmo, three times. And the nitmo means, because from the Kuzari, the nitmo means that it cancels the kedusha. What kedusha does it cancel when a woman is a slave? He says it cancels the kedusha. It's like kedusha. When a man gets married to a woman, he says, Hariyah Mukudesh asleep. The Gemara says in kedusha, on the first daf, that's a Lishna de Rabbanan. In Chumash, she never called marriage kedusha. It's called Arusa, or the Kuchasi, Ezrasi, Salasi, Nekdasi, Yuedisli, all kinds of biblical. The shyness for marriage, but it's never called kiddushin. Kiddushin is a list of the rabbanim. But the concept behind kiddushin, the concept behind it is the concept of the raisa, that the woman is al-kuliyama kehetris, and that the relationship between the husband and the wife is one of kiddushin, one of kiddusha, the concept is the raisa. Therefore, when the pasuk says in itmora, what it means is that tumah is machalo, the kiddusha is a kiddushin. So it's not here partially the kiddushin. So she's no longer called a full ishtar nesua. So once you have the pasuk leitama ba'biyama lehei chalo, that if the wife is a seita, the husband is not mitame, because she's no longer considered like an issur, it's not a full issur. So that not only applies to mitame law, it should apply to mekhan adereh, because the bride puts all three together. Because she doesn't have a full issur. So here, even though she had an issur, but she became a seita, so the issur says, talk of a mitzvah. So that's why this pasuk teaches me not only that he's not the Talmud, but the same pasuk teaches me that he's not making a dera. Because that's what the Gemara meant to say, a real dera right? If a Kohen, let's say, is married to a Grusha, a Zayna Halala, the Rambam quotes, if he has Nisuin with her, Kedushin Atoshin and Nisuin Atoshin, the Rambam says he can be Nathan in the dark. Calls man not to marry together, he's Nathan in the dark. And if she dies, the husband will Yashin her. He's not Ishtar Rusha, Yosha. But this is the Nisua, he has Nisua. That's because if the woman is a Grusha, Zayna, Halala, or the earth, whatever those things are, he's not allowed to be with her. He shouldn't have married her. He's not allowed to marry her. He's not allowed to live with her. He has to give her a get. Because mother can marry, they're married. If the full Kedushin tells them, then Nisua tells them, all work. But if the woman becomes a Seita, that's when I apply the Klal of Lahei Chalo. That's Mechalo, part of the Kedushin. So he's not considered a full relationship. So maybe that's why here, I mean, I'll tell you, he's neither Mitamilo, nor is he Yuri Shaita, nor is he Nathan Adoreha. Somebody asked me yesterday, what's it been? A Kohen became a Balmum. He needed an operation. They had cut off one of the outer limbs of his body. A Kohen Balmum, and now he met a nice girl, happened to be a Diorist. Is he permitted to marry Diorist? So in Sohanaha says explicitly that it's prohibited. One of the Achrayim made a mistake on the side of the Ebenezer. One of the Achrayim thought that just like a Cholo, a Kohen Cholo is permitted to marry Tzuli Kunis, a Kohen Balmum is also permitted to marry Tzuli Kunis. So the Beis Shmuel writes on the Chalkis Mechaikis that is 100% wrong. And that's what we all assume, that he's wrong. A Cholo means empty, vacuum. He's emptied out from Tzuli Kunis. A Cholo doesn't have any Tzuli Kunis. But a Balmum has a full Tzuli Kunis, all right, he's very Chol. He eats Kachi Kachim. He eats Kachi Kachim. It's the same as your passage that a Kohen Balmum. He's Kashi Kachin. The only thing is, he has a Psul Aveda. He's also for Hatrava, but Balmum is not Mechal of Kedushas Kuhuna. It's just not true. So he's not allowed to do Hatrava Shatavuna. That's why there's a Telan in Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara has a Sugya regarding the Parsha in today's study. Bashi is trying to say Chalizno. It's a Riyahu Mechalela, where is the story? Who is this Pashtan Shazim? So the Gemara raises the possibility, maybe it's only if she's not a Balas Mum. Maybe if the Baskain is a Balas Mum, maybe the thing won't apply. The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, no. Who Baskain? Basu, Basani Derish. The Vav, who Baskain is Marba? That even if the girl is a Andaftun Aleph, even if the girl is a Balas Mum, the thing still applies. So if you have to tangle in the deal, you're in Yashar, you have to Kasha, and that Gemara, it's close to Achelim at the time. But they don't understand, how could there be a Havram in there? That if the girl is a Balas Mum, if he's a Masinus, a Chilikas, also described as being a Balas Mum, and Yochalach, Nachlos, Vivnei, Seyem, that if the Baskoin is a Balas Mum, so the whole Amish of Shreifik is a fly, Tam Lemma, U Baskoin, Basu, Basan, and Zerz, the Darshan, the Vav, and even a Balas Mum. So he says, L'chayr ain't the move on. The halamim is not to be understood because a Baal Kohen Baal Mum hasn't lost his Kedushas Kuhuna. He's prohibited to marry the Tzuli Kuhuna. He's prohibited to be the Tam of the Mason. He gets to eat, he's permitted to eat Tachikash, he's permitted to eat Shuna, has all the demons. He's permitted to Duchen, has all the demons of Kuhuna. The Mishnah just says that he has a Mum, the Yadav, the Bufana, the Baraglov. He's not allowed to do it. It's a Mishnah Megillah because all of the people will come on the Stockman Bowl. The people will be staring because he goes up barefooted because he's missing a toe or he's missing a foot. So we shouldn't let him do it because everyone's going to look at his feet. And if he's missing a finger or has a mum in his face, he should not do it. And again, the Mishnah says that he's mitzupik, that he's manazer, since the Kohanim cover up their hands and their faces. And maybe he's not as if there's nothing to look at. Even if he has a mum, they can't be mistaken. Maybe he should be mutter, maybe I should say no, that it's a takhanus atanoim, and the thing should apply even as manners, even though the reason doesn't apply. And he's Sukhanorach, he's ready to pass through Lahakha. And he gets mutter, he has a sotay, and Rabbi Yitzchak Karim, when he goes to Sukhanorach, writes Lahakha, that it's mutter. And since he's manners, he covers up the hands in the face, and even if he'll stare, he can see all he wants, he won't be able to see anything. So it's permissible. So you see, a Kohen Baal Mum has the full thing through his tunic. The only thing is, he's not allowed to do Avodah. So why in the world should I thought that a Kohenes, who happens to be a Baal Mum, wouldn't get the Yomish of Seifa? A ridiculous Adam. Rabbi Yitzchak Engel has a whole stick of here. He stands on his head to give a stick of bread. This is one of his favorites. He refers to what he wrote, the Chidushai Baal Lucha, that in one of his other, several of his other sons, different places, he asked one that, what's the din when you have a heck of bummer, so you don't need a coin to do the other one? Yet the Gemara says that a Baal Mum is possible. So the Gemara is rocking that says, I know now, that a Baal Mum is possible to do already even the Shach has a bummer. So why is a Baal Mum possible? If a Baal Mum affects, you see from this Gemara in Sanhedrin last 2 hours, that the Gemara thought that Baal Mum affects the din kuhuna. It doesn't just affect Avodah, it affects the Din Kuhuna. So how can it, if you don't need a Kohen to do the Avodah on a Bama, why should the Gemara say that a Bama is no good? And he says that the Pshat is not that you don't need a Kohen. Pshat is Adem Tiyulim Amlechus Kohenim. After his brother told Moshe Rabbeinu that all of the Israel had a Din of Kohen to a certain extent. His man has a Bama, so you're allowed to do Avodah, not because you don't need a Kohen, but because everybody has the status of a Kohen. But a Kohen who's a Baal Mum doesn't have a Kedushas Kuhuna. So he says, so this din even affects the women as well. Because when Yad has their bummers, he assumes that women also have the status of Tentiyulim Amlechus Kohenim. A woman would also be cursed to do out. Women, priests, are priestess. That this man has their bummers, not only is a non-Kohen committed to Avodah, even a woman, Yisrael is committed to Avodah, because everybody has that level of Kedushas Kuhuna. And at that time, the Baal Mum was no good. That's the Gemara's Baal Mum. You see that a woman who's a Kohenis, who's a Baal Mum, the Pshat in the Baal Mum is that it's a lower level of Kedushas Kuhuna. It's only relevant in the Geshe Kalbanis. By the women, it was also relevant at one time. This man had the Baal Mum, it was relevant. At that time, it was relevant to all the women, not only to the Kohanis. It was relevant even to the Shadius and to the Vios. It was also relevant. So he says, he thinks that perhaps that's the Havamin of the Gemara, to suggest that if not for the Yigui HaKroh, Basu Basu Anigore, I would have thought that a Kohanis who's a Baal Mum should not be Nenos to say. It's interesting, the Mara has on that Nun on the day, Nun Aleph on the day, three opinions among the Tanaim exactly when is the Basu Kohanis to say. One time it says that it's both by Arusha and by Nisru. One time it says it's only by Nisru. One time it says that it's only by Arusha. The Gemara says that part of the issue, on Nun and Beit Gemara, the part of the issue is that there's a Machlokes HaTanaim, Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, which is more Chomer. Whether the Madrege of the Reformers in Beit Gemara is Tzvila Sefer Heret Chenek, or it's Tzvila Sefer Chenek Heret. But we pass in against Rav Shimon and Tzvila Sefer Heret Chenek. So Tzvila is more Chomer than Tzvila. So it does make sense to say that an Ira Hamarasa is the Stila, and if he's a Bas Kohen, then it's lower than it's Zeta. So it doesn't make any sense. But the Hachreyach, we have to hold our law that a Bas Kohen is in, so the Shreyach is only by a Nisua. A regular Nisua would be the Chenek, and here that he's a Bas Kohen, so it's worse than Chenek, namely Zeta. According to the Tana Reb Shimon, who holds that Zeta is more Chomer than Stila, so he's free to say, namely that's what he says. Once he's free to say, so he says that the Pasuk doesn't discriminate, doesn't distinguish. So he says that about kind of the Sefer is both by Arusa and by Nesua. Because by Nesua, by an Arusa, the Sefer is going to be worse than Stila. And then the Gemara quotes on the Nalachan, the third Tana, the Tanna Rebbe Yishmael, who holds that he holds the principle of the Tanna Rebbe Shimon, that the person can really be an Eitzan Rebbe Shimon through Otlai Yishmael, because he's of the opinion that Shreifah is Machama than Shimon. But he holds that just like Yidaitan and Mamatina, just like by every ancient sister's insta, the Arusha was single bath, that she gets a bigger rightness, that she gets Shimon than a Shemek, and about Shemek's insta also, she was singled out by an Arusha, not by an Asura, but only by an Arusha that she gets Shreifah. And by the two, she gets sent. So there are three sheets in the Gemara. The Chachamim hold that we pass from Allah that about conscious influence to say it is only by Nesuah, not by Arusha. And Rabbi Shmuel holds just to be verse, it's only by Arusha, it's not by Nesuah. Rabbi Shimon holds that it's by both by Arusha and by Nesuah. It's interesting, the Gemara had at one point a Havamina, Nunam, and Beijing, and obviously Nunalif, and Nunalif, and Havamina, where Bashi is trying to say Chal Liznos. It's not for the word Liznos, if it would have just said Bashkan to say Chal. It's a being himachalot is basically started. One could have interpreted Kisecha Machal Shabbos, Machal Shabbos on it. The best friend is Machal Shabbos, so she gets the terrible Oynish of Shreifa. I can get Shreifa, if a regular Machal Shabbos gets Shila. So obviously this happening is also within Reb Shimon, who holds that Shreifa is more Chamura, more Chamura than Shila. But the other way we hold Allah, that Shila is more Chamura than Shreifa. So regularly Shreifa is Machal Shabbos gets a bigger Oynish. Does that make sense? But the Hamlin is within Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says, why should I think that only a bas koyin? If you're talking about kisei chalizno to bet nes, I understand why the youngest is only by bas koyin, not by a ben koyin. But he's talking about chilul shabbos. So why should you single out dafka kohenes as machal shabbos is worse than a koyin? Say kol koyin or kohenes is machal shabbos is b'sreifa, which is yosei hamura from the tefila. How do you have a minute that only a woman kohenes is machal shabbos should be b'sreifa, and a male koyin is machal shabbos would not be b'sreifa? That would be the lower ownership of the tefila. The Gemara says, no, I would have thought, why would I thought the Chalal, that Machal Shabbos is going to be worse? He must have held the Rebbe that I'm a Kosher of Mitzvah Sitele. So it's interesting, you see from the Gemara's Havamina, the Maskana, it's not true. But you see from the Gemara's Havamina that the added, the Sefer Shdushas Kuhne, is not only relevant to Achilles Kuhne, and to Nisir Tafayim, and to Avodah Tafayim, and to Pigin Aben, and all the things that we know that a Kohen plays a role in. It's even relevant to the Shabbos, the dinim of Kol HaTorah Kula. One who's a Kohen is Machal Shabbos is in violation of a Tigger Aver, then one who's not a Kohen is Machal Shabbos. That's what Gemara had a half a minute to think. If not for the word Liznos, we would have had a half a minute to think that if a Kohen or a Kohen is in Machal Shabbos, they're going to be the rain. That's what you see from the Gemara clearly. But Halach is also true like that. The Gemara says in the beginning of Yevamos, we discussed it earlier this year, another Shia, that if a Kohen shaves off his payers, if Yisrael shaves off his payers, he's in violation of the law of calculation. If a Kohen shaves off his payas, not only is he in violation of that law, he's in violation of Kedoshim Yil Alekeim. That's what it says. Piyas Kohen Leig Alecho, Bit Saram Yisipu Sarat, is Kedoshim Yil Alekeim. And the Gemara says in Yivamah that a Kohen cuts shaves off his beard and so on, a Kohen makes the Sarat in his body, is in violation of Lois Esther Yisrei. Even though these dinim, Leitu Chopach of Roshim, Piyas Kohen Leig Alecho, Bit Saram Yisipu Sarat, apply equally to Yisrael, as well as the Kohen. But when the Kohen violates any one of the things that's written here in the Parsha, including these general deans, he's also in violation of Kedoshim Yil Alekeim. So the Gemara here even adds on more in Sanhedrin, even things that are not mentioned exclusively in Parsha Semor. Like Chilul Shabbos or any Aveira, the Kohen is in violation of that Aveira, constitutes a bigger Aveira than if a non-Kohen does the Aveira. So the Gemara asks here, according to that Havamin, and why should I throw that only a Kohen is a Maishno Minei Dizei? Why should the Kohen be different from the male Kohen? That the male Kohen gets the same minus Tila as anybody else with Chilul Shabbos. The Kohen gets worse, he should get Shreifa. But the Gemara says, no, but the Daita Hamina, Ihu, as far as the male Kohen are concerned, the Shari Yalei Shabbos with Gabi Avoida, he's permitted to be Michal Shabbos for the sake of being Matos Korbanis. Therefore, if he's Michal Shabbos, the Lord is Hakrobus HaKorbanis, he should get the same minus Mita as any other Israel. But if the Kohen is Michal Shabbos, number one, she has a higher level of Kedusha because she has Kedusha Kuna. So the Chilul Shabbos by her is a bigger Aveira. And number two, you don't have Hovish Tari Shabbos Lagabo Lagabi Avoida. But if I would think that she deserves to get a greater lineage than in Yisrael, and even a greater lineage than another, than a male Kohen. So the Rebbe Yisrael was supposed to get Hikshukol HaKohenim. Maksim HaKohenim. What do you mean? It's only a Tari Shabbos Lagabi Dizem, not a Tari Shabbos Lagabi Dizor. Why? Because only male, only Zichur Kuna can do Avoida. But Shita Tzera is that, and Shita can do on Shabbos also. Everybody can do Shita. So Shabbos is a Shari to Gabi, everybody, including women. What are you going to say? Isha is not Tzera Lishchot. The Mishnah is Rochem, but an Isha is Tzera Lishchot Karbonim. Basically, has an issue, and he heard that before him, where he used to say Mishra Kuman. But Mishra Kabbana says the Tayrish, and that's his Ramah word. The Tayrish claims that from the fact that the Mishnah says in Zrakim that an Isha may Shech Kabbanis, may Shech Kabbanis, that's the Hachacha, that he should say Mishra Kabbanis, Lula Gabi Kuman. And somehow others either forgot that Mishnah, or they knew the Mishnah, and they distinguish that the Hilchot Tayrish is true, but there's a sort of distinguish between Shechot Kabbanis and Shechot Kuman. That Shita's Kachem and Isha is Shalem. Shita's Kuman and Isha is very same. But Shita's Kachem is a Mishnah that Isha is Shalem. So how can the Gemara have a Havamina here? That Shabbos is only a sign of the Gabi Bidei, the Gabi Avoidus HaKabbana. So the Gabi Bido, Shabbos is not a sign. Why not? A Kohenis can Shech the Kabbana, unless you say a Raya from here. So what Achorim want to say, in the three quotes, Achorim want to say based on Rashi and Yivam is Atlam and Gimel. There's one word in Rashi, and there's one word in the Shivat HaRash. It's close to the whole thing, that we have to say anyone, that's what we know, that's the whole literature on this kind of thing. But maybe the halacha that the speech of Sheir Bizar only applies on the weekdays. Maybe it doesn't apply on Shabbat and Yom Tov. On Shabbat and Yom Tov, when you're doing a malacha, so the Gemara says, malacha on Shabbat is only starting with a Gabi Zichri Kuhuna. Not with Gabi non-Kohanim, and not even with Gabi Kohanon. It's only starting with Gabi Zichri Kuhuna. That's the mashmuas of one word in Rashi. We ran through gunshots with a fine, comb, and he couldn't find anywhere in Shas where it says such a wild Rashi. But there's one word in Rashi, which is also not Mukhar, and you can get out of it. And you've almost got on the Gimel, and the Tzuvah Rashi is harder to get out of. Sounds more than the Tzuvah Rashi. Nope. That's the whole thing. So for this Gemara, that's what I did. For this Gemara, it sounds a little bit like that also. We have a lot of women chapters. That we don't have in the pasuk, that only the Zichri Kuhuna may do Hatzolah Sakabonis, Mikabola Viela. Maybe they were. Maybe, I don't know. That's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that a woman is asura to enter into the Azor. Tosfos says, how can it be? It's against so many Gemaras. How can you say a woman that, Ayyid Mashmi, Isha Bazar Minayim? Whoever heard that a woman is in the Azor? Tosfos says, they never walked into the Azor. What are they doing in the men's section in the Azor? But if there's any need, so they can walk in. There's no Isha. Rashi holds in several places in Tosfos and other places. Right, so Rashi says not so, that she's saying chutzlo zah. And Taisha says, no, she enters into the azar. She ain't saying chutzlo zah.
The whole marriage is so difficult
to have people. But Rashi says not so. He says that she stands on the border in between the Ezra's notch and the Ezra's notch, so she doesn't enter.
And they run it from one place to the other place, there would be the azar, it's only on the border.
No, that's out. That's outside of the whole azar. All of the moving around is another part of the building. It's not none of that is in the azar. But the Shas HaKlovis Mincha Seita, look how that's in, she's in the Azor. So Rashi denies it. Rashi and the Mincha Seita denies it. He says, no, the woman never enters the Azor. She's prohibited to enter. Taisha from Seita, Taisha from Kedushin. Taisha from other places, Mishit HaSam, consistently disagrees with that. They can stand on the border. They can stand on the bottom and put their hands in. But the hand is supposed to be. The hand has to be in the other. And that doubt, the Gemara asks, if you have three opinions, whether the Bastan she's into is talking only Arusa, only Mishra, talking about both, why shouldn't you have a fourth opinion that it's even talking about Apnuya? Where does it say that the girl is married? Bastan. The Bastan is going to stay for business and come in here, Mechalor, as Reishi, sir. The Gemara has the Apusa that she has to be married. There's nothing to discuss. If the girl is single, there's not going to be any slave for sure. The three sheets only are with Arus and Mishra both. So the Gemara asks, and why do I need the whole Yafus in the first place to teach me that if the girl is single, the din doesn't apply? How can you possibly think that it's talking about a single girl? A single girl is called Nus. The Seichel is Nus. It says the Seichel is Nus. How can you say a single girl is called Nus? I said, like Rebbe Leizer. Rebbe Leizer's own opinion. That funny, Habu Ala Pnuyu, Shalom Hashem Yishu, Asu Azayim. That's what the Gemara says, Anu Nala from the Nala. Funny, Habu Ala Pnuyu, Shalom Hashem Yishu, Asu Azayim. So there happened in a war, Kisei Chalizno goes on a Pnuyu, also like Rebbe Eliezer. The Rishayla is, the Rambam makes it very clear in Hilchos Yisurim when he lists off who is a Zayna. Olam Arto, the Rambam makes it very clear that establishing the woman as a Zayna has nothing to do with whether she did an Avera or not. Let's say the woman is a Nidor and she's Nidavus to her own husband. So she does not become a Zayna, even though she's a violation of an Nidor Torah. She does not become a Zayna. And let's say, for example, the woman is married to a Cholo, which she's permitted to do. Cholo marries a woman, they have the Gomer. And still, the Rambam quotes the Gemara that she becomes a Zayna. You know, it's all the Heter. So the Rambam says, Cholo Marto, that it's totally unrelated whether the woman violated an Avera at the time that she was nivola to this man or not, does not determine whether she's going to be called a Zayna. She can nivola the Heter and be labeled as a Zayna, by nivola the Cholo, she can nivola the Yitzhak Korah and not be labeled as a Zayna. So just because the woman is a Zayna doesn't indicate that she did an Avera. So the Maha Mishnah, it's Akasha and Yitzhimare, in the beginning of Hilchos Yisurim, it's Akasha. Of course, I'm presenting it backwards. He says, "Mi Gemara is a parrot," but I'll present it as a counsel. Present it backwards. If the Gemara, what does it help if you say like Rav Lezer, "Pana Habal Pnulis Lovish and Misa"? So the Zayna say, "Maybe Zayna," but in order to get Misa, in order to get Sreifa, you have to have violated some Avera. And then she remembers Elam Kemasim. So if the girl is single and she's Mizana, fine. Rav Lezer says, "I will declare her as a Zayna." But how can you give an Einish Misa if she didn't do an Avera? So obviously, there is some Avera. What's Avera by Pana Habal Pnulis? We have to say lie to the Rambam, but the Rambam writes in the beginning of the Hilchos Yisurim as Pana Habala Pnuya is an Issa Lav. We'll see it today. So if you hold like the rising, that a Pana Habala Pnuya is no Issa Lav, unless he's Mufteris and the man is a Issa Lav, he's not as a prostitute. But then the rising also agrees that it's an Issa Lav, but if he's not Mufteris and the man is a Issa Lav, the rising holds that there's no Lav at all, there's no Lav at all, there's only an essay perhaps, and he's an essay of Tijas and Tisha of the Olo, but there's no Issa Lav. So how can anyone think that you give an Einish Misa if they didn't violate a law? An Einishim, you don't give an Einish Agul Talam Tehma Asim unless you violate an Ashar, and Ashar means an Isha law. So in Adi Mishnah says, you need Gimara, Minalof, 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 Raya Mokka to the Rambam. That Pane Habar of Nuyo is an Isha law. And it's not only, and you can't ask a Kasha, but in the Gimara you only see it Adi Mishnah Rab Lezer, that there's a law. But Adi Mishnah Rab Bonner, there's no Raya, we don't pass like Rab Lezer, the Gimara says, Mugam is Lezer. Lays the chosh and hold it at leisure, but nobody casts things like at leisure. That's the Gemara Yivam is that Samachalok on the day. So the Gemara says that nobody casts things like at leisure. That's not a tiny. The Gemara didn't say that only a puncher at leisure is there allowed. The Gemara was asking a different question. How can you interpret the pasuk to Shecha Liznos as referring to a Pnuya if it says the word Liznos? How can you call a Pnuya Shizinsho Liznos? The Gemara says at leisure says that it is called Liznos. Funny how brought up in this called the Zayna. So the only quarter of Blazer to answer that issue, but they didn't call that Blazer to explain where the law comes from. Apparently the law there shouldn't go along. That's the law of the Rambam, of Lashiyat Zayna. Isn't that the law only applies to a Mufkeritim is a manager with Muslim? And if you tell Mufkeritim is a manager with Muslim, the Rambam would agree that there's no Malchus, but there is a law. There is a law, so you want to throw it out there that they could be Nika then.
Well, why not just say Pashuk Shah that he would buy a Pnuya,
a woman is Nivella, so an Amjad
is a Zona. Right, so therefore
that's what the Pasha
could be talking
about, and
therefore even by
Pnuya,
you would give her
a space. And the space always
means
that Pnuya Bala Hamjad. The Gemara should have had a Hava meaning, you're asking Akasha and the Gemara. Why did the Gemara just say the Hava meaning was based on a you can have a Pane Habal of Nir, but even the Rabbana would agree that it's called Liznos. Maybe by Nir, that's already an interesting fact. Mora Nadav has a machlokes, a nun alef and rabbi, more close to Mishmas and Tumas. What's the gain if the woman was nivola l'prasa law previously? Let's say she is a Bashkain, and at one time she was living with a guy. The Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, and today said, learns that from a complicated Rosh, and today said that if a woman is nivola l'prasa law, then she becomes stola. If a woman is nivola to an atzol, an eved, a cholol, a nosin, a mamzer, she becomes, her tzuzis kuna is canceled. He loses his status as a Kohenet. So the Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanoim. It's a non-Kohen, each Truma B'Shege. That's also in today's Seder. If a non-Kohen goes out, you have to play this. So what happens if a non-Kohen goes ahead and eats Truma? He's the other third is discovered. The other Hamish is rather than Alpha Lakhain is a crazy. The Gemara claims that the only time, the Gemara increases, I'm Zainim and Alpha claims that the only time the non-Kohen who eats the Truma B'Shegin has to pay Chaymesh is if he's a Zar. Because the Lashon HaPasuk is B'chol Zar, Lo Yechol Boy. It says a Zar shouldn't eat Truma. And then it says, Yish Kiyach HaKadosh Bishgavi. If the fellow who's a Zar, it's Kadosh Bishgavi, that's the gift came to Chaymesh. The Gemara has here, Machlech and Confucius, what's it been? Do you, in order to be labeled as a Zar, do you have to be a Zar Eshlem HaKorah? Well, if you're a Zar right now, what if at one time you were a Kohenet? When the girl was single, when she was a little girl, she was eating Truma, so she was a Kohenet. Now, later in life, she fell in a marriage. She married a goy. And she becomes legal in the Parthenon. She forfeits her Kedushas Kuna. So now she's a Zar. But she wasn't a Zar Eshlam Eikor. She wasn't always a Zar Agadi Kuna. But that's the Machlegi Satanai in the Mishnah Kuna. Machlegi Rameir and the Chachamim. And the Gemara in Kedushas Zar Zayim and Aleph relates that Machlegi to another case regarding the Zar. There is a din. You're not allowed to use the Shemin HaMishcha for private purposes. What do you use Shemin HaMishcha for? From the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a halacha, a hirah shor, kol hafer mishas ha-moshe, mishichot, mishachot, mishachot, mishamiyelech, ha-vidos, mishachot. It's one of the first prayers in Sanhedrin. It's play HaMishcha, they want to play HaMishcha, they'll make that Moshe Rabbeinu, had a HaMishcha, the Shemin HaMishcha, to be endowed with Jesus Christ's service. But after the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, ha-vidos, mishachot, 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 because it has the same concern, that's why the Avodah is considered a valid, acceptable Avodah. So in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they use the Shemin HaMishcha for the Kedushah. After the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they no longer use it for that purpose. So what do you use it for? Yeah, for two purposes, to anoint a Kohen Gadol and to anoint a Melech from the Malchut Beis Dovid. The Malchut, you only use Shemin HaMishcha, Shemin HaMishcha Kodesh, the Malchut Beis Dovid. The Malchut Yisrael, you use Shemin HaFarsimot, a substitute, an imitation, Shemin HaMishcha. So the Gemara says, what if somebody was appointed as a Kohen Gadol and they made the Shemin that's too good. But after he's ready, made it into the Melech HaMashiach, then you use a little extra Shemin HaMishcha that's so that he didn't use the Yidu. You're not allowed to use that. You're not allowed to do that. Will you be five Kores? So that's an Achloek of Satanai. The Gemara says, why? Is he called Zar Etzlan in Kor or not? He wasn't a Zar all the way from the beginning to the end. There was one day when he was allowed to use the Shemin HaMishcha, namely the day of his installation, the day of his inauguration, when they gave him the Mashiach of the Shemin HaMishcha. So the Gemara makes this Machloek of the Meir and the Chachamim, the Gemara related to the case over there. Asoch Shemin HaKodesh on a Kohen Gadol or on a Melech after we've already done the Mashiach on him. And today we're doing it unnecessarily, but the issue is, he's not a Zav Etzlan Eikorah. There was one day that he was permitted to use. It's not exactly the same. The two cases are not exactly the same. It's a big difference. The Shikim Kubetis and Krisis points out. Because in the one case, the girl, when she was born, from the day she was born till the day that she lived with Nigoy, to the age of 20 or 30, whatever it was, when she decides to marry Nigoy, she was a Kohenet. Then, become the Elah, she loses her status of Kohenet, and now she's a Zar. By the Melech of the Kohen Gadol, he always was a Zar, and he has no shaykhut with the Shem and Mishchat Kodesh. His man is a new Zar. Everyone is a new Zar with the Shem and Mishchat Kodesh. There was one second in the history of the world that we had anointed the Sheikh of the Shem and Mishchat to make him into the Kohen Gadol, to make him into the Melech HaMashiach. That's all. But before and after, we weren't allowed to use it. So maybe there's most of us to say that the fellow is a Zar. That's a tiny that the Shikim Kobetsu has in pieces, that it's not a perfect equation. But the Gemara makes the equation, the Gemara makes the totally different again. The Gemara says that that's Machlekes HaTanoim, regarding the Zar Etzlan Eikorah, is relevant only here also, but in the end to the Sreifas Bas Kohen. Would you give Sreifas Bas Kohen into a Bas Kohen Shezinsa during the Suin, during Erisin, whatever the various Shikim are? If at the time that she was in, so she was already in the Chalva from Kedushas Kuna. Where she was already given a little Parthenon. She was already given a little Mamzer, a little Nosin, a little Akum. So the Mishnah Kuna is the Zayin. Mishnah Beis has a Machlegi Satanayim in that. The same Machlegi Satanayim as Zayin Rech from Eitho. The Gemara Thomas on the Pasuk, Yishu Gnusha Meisha Lo Yitafu. What do you mean, Isha Grusha? Grusha Laitam. Why Isha Grusha may Isha Laitam? A woman who is divorced from her husband. Of course she is divorced from her husband. How word may Isha? From her husband. May Isha Lord, Miyuta. The Gemara says in the end of Gittin that this is referring to the din of Reach HaGet. Afil Lo Nizgasha Ela May Isha. The husband gives his wife a crazy get. He writes, Harei the Gittin. The Harei Iyat Muteres L'Shimodim. Harei Abugresh is the main of the Harei Iyat Muteres L'Shimodim. What kind of a gift is that? It's worthless. The gift is not solid. Nonetheless, the Gemara says, but it smells like a gift. So there I get. That's enough to offer her the claim. If the husband is a claim, and he gives this crazy gift to his wife, he's no longer allowed to remain with his wife. Or let's say the husband is not a claim, he gives a crazy gift, then he drops dead. Is she allowed to marry another claim later? Is she an almoner? Has he died? And you say, no, in addition to being an almoner, she's also a grusha. The Gemara says, that's a din of Reach HaGet. The Rambam's opinion is that Reach HaGet is only a chum in the Rabbanim, and the Drush is only an Asmachta. And the Magen Mishnah says that others disagree with the Rambam. The Shagasai has a whole tshuva in the Tshuva Sachadoshes where he says the Magen Mishnah is clearly right, and the Rambam is clearly wrong. Raise the plates, as they say in the... The guy takes it upon his responsibility to say that the Rambam is wrong. Right, the Tshuva, the Rambam is wrong, that it had been there, I say. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam quotes the Tshuva of Rashba, who has extended this notion. But not only is there a din of Reach HaGet in the case that appeared in the Gemara, when the husband gives his wife a get and he writes, Harei Megoresh Shmei V'Harehiyah, and the Teretz Mishmadon, the Rambam has another case. What if a man gave his wife a get? The Chum of the Yalman. Each of the Rabbanim say she really didn't need a get. But let's say the Rabbanim encouraged the husband to give his wife a get, L'Chum. With that, so let's say he was in the Kaddish Elishan, there was a topic whether the Kedushim or Chal, so the Rabbanim say, Nikra Adi and the Kedushim are not Chal, but L'chum, we passed him, we should give a gift. And the Maitre, he gave a gift. So the Ramah quotes from the Tshuva Taraz, but that's also called a Reach HaGet. And she's Asura L'chum. This is a big shadow, that's so. It's a youth club, but this is a Ketterberg, that has a whole Tshuva, when he takes on the Ramah. He said the Ramah didn't realize, the Ramah forgot that Tshuva Taraz was the Shittasik of the Rajbah and the Gemara Nivamah, and the Kedushim, who has a whole interpretation in the Gemara. And he said, just like later in Ebenezer, in the end of Ebenezer, we don't pass on that Rajbah, and he says the Ramah shouldn't have passed him in the beginning of Ebenezer like this Rajbah. He says, the Rabbi shouldn't pass him like the Rajbah. He says, what can I do? I can't take on the Ramah. So I decided I was going to take on the Ramah, but I think the Rajbah said, I'm not willing to take on the Ramah. He was much milder than the Shagasari. But he says, one thing he's going to take on the Ramah, he says, for the other, if the woman got married, he says, tell the woman that she married herself. He says, if the other takes her, she has to get a divorce, that's the day after the Ramah. He says, as far as the Hakrila, okay, so we'll suffer with the Chumash Ramah, not to allow the woman to marry a Kohen of Hakrila. But to say that even the other, this takes her, that's very slow. You didn't need it, sir. That's what the Rajbah is based on. Right? It's a Krina Marisai. So this is what Petterberg says, that the other Rishonim are not worried about that. So it's from the Gemara. You don't have to, everybody will figure out that it wasn't Kal. But the Gemara will be there. Yes, Al-Tanai is a Machlegi Vishamim Vishul. In the end of the Gitzin. Vishamim hold it as a coin of Jesus like a Yes, Al-Tanai and his Gitzin Al-Tanai, 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 The Gemara says in Gittin, on that contest, the Kiddush means that the Kohen has a Din Deraisa that he deserves the first Aliyah. The separation of the Brach Lishon and Rita Mani Yoko Lishon, he always has to be the Kavadi Kohen first. If you have different people speaking at a Smicha convocation and one of them is going to be a Kohen, you have to be the Kavadi to speak first. If you don't claim to invite the Kohen to speak, so there's no Din. But if you're going to give him something anyway, so then you have to give him first. The Brach Lishon and the Brach Lishon, Rita Mani Yoko Lishon. The Gemara says in Gittin, on that daf, on that sama, that if there is a claim, then we just claim that the first aliyah, the lady gets the second aliyah, and the Yisro gets the third aliyah. What if there's no claim? There's more third, no claim, it's enough. And it's five out of Habilo. So the whole three plots to the end of the third are four of the plots. So what to do? The Rashi has two comments on that Gemara. One interpretation Rashi gives is that if you don't want to, you don't have to give a lady either. There's not a lot you have to give a lady. You have to give a claim first, and you have to give a lady second, you have to give a Yisro third. But if you didn't give a claim first, you have to be mechavi the lady first. If you want to, you may. If you don't want to, you don't have to. And actually, unless the lady is the biggest on the shul, the You have to give him some time. Start laying, you don't have to give him first if you don't want to. Then Rashi has another pshat, Mishpat HaHavila, that it's forbidden to give the lady the first of all. You're not allowed to give the lady the first of all. What kind of thing is that? So Rachel saw that actually is included in the Kiddushka, that if you're being mechaber the lady to the same extent that you're supposed to be mechaber the kohen, that's a violation of the Kiddushka, that the Kiddushka means to preserve the yuchsin in Klal Yisrael. So you have to give somebody the first of all. If you're giving Yisrael, that doesn't mean anything. Somebody has to get the first of all. If you give a lady, it looks as if the reason why he got first is because he's a lady and so much cover he doesn't deserve. They only deserve semi-cover. So Rashi thought that that should be included in the Kiddushka. The Kiddushka means to preserve the different madrigas, call it the madrigasoi of Yuchsin, not to give someone a higher kibbutz than he deserves, not to give someone a lower kibbutz than he deserves.
This implies in Korach in anything that would be machabi. So when you get married, so you say there are a lot of kibbutzim. So if you want to be machabi, a kohen has to give him the machabi kibbutzim. If that's considered the highest tier kibbutz, or to one when someone else is machabi kibbutzim?
I don't know. So this is the Mara Yesh Mechon talks about when the kibbutzim go in order of learning and when it doesn't go in order of learning.
That's
a good question. When is it go in order of age, when in order of learning, and when in order of playing ladies? I could go through the room, I'm not sure.
When is the
time to
also
come
back
can't give a lady after a lady, can't give a time after a time. Can't have a time by Yisrael, Mishim Kedom Shalish. Lady after lady, then Yisrael, Mishim Kedom Shalish.
Yisrael, then Yisrael.
When there's a claim and everything fits in the perspective.
He's special,
yes, but he's not that so much, he's not that much more special than we should give him the very first Aliyah after the Tachma.
So he's supposed to play Israel, eh?
Israel, if you give the first Aliyah, doesn't necessarily mean anything. You have to give it to somebody. You can't start in Shlishi. You have to start in the first piece from the first Pasuk in the second. So you gotta give it to somebody. But if you give a claim, that means because it's coming. If you give a lady, that means because he's a lady. After the Tachma. Everything has to be in proper perspective.
I heard that if there was no point in the first Aliyah, then the Yichus of Shlishi doesn't mean Shlishi.
Yichus of Shlishi means the first Aliyah that you can possibly get. The claim of lady you can't get. But Shlishi is the first Aliyah you can get. So Shlishi used to tell about a certain claim who lived in Boston, he was only dying to get Shlishi. But Shlishi is the best Aliyah, and trying to get Shlishi. But they wouldn't give Shlishi in the shul, they'd always get in trouble. They went to the conservative shul and gave Shlishi. All the money they gave Shlishi. They said, it makes them sin, the whole yichus of Shlishi is because that's the first Aliyah you can get, unless you have Aliyah. But he got Mamas the first Aliyah. He hit the jackpot, I got the jackpot. So what more does he want? He got the first Aliyah Mamas. If he shoots the Shlishi, one of our own person to go out. I think I'll borrow Shlishi on Shabbos is the best Aliyah, because Shabbos in the daytime means to clean out his study. Started to say, oh, I'm something to do with the sixth sphere, I don't know what the word means, that's something to do with the sixth sphere. But the Shlishi, Shlishi is no Yichus because it's the third. Yichus of Shlishi is because it's the first Aliyah. The first Aliyah. No, the Shulchan Aruch says that it's optional. If you want to, you can give a lady. If you don't want to, you don't have to give a lady. Doesn't say that it's prohibited. So Rachik would always refuse to take whenever there was no claim and they would lay and they would want to give him the first Aliyah. Even though he deserved the first Aliyah, and Mr. Gurus is because he was a bigger Tom Coffin than that group, but he always refuses to remind us that there's such a Pshat in Rashi. The kind of the Rashi. In any place, you know that the Rashi exists. The educational purpose. There's another person who has the status of a Balmum. We said before, a fine Balmum has a full Kedushas Kuna. The only thing is that he doesn't have a full Kedushas Kuna. He doesn't have a Kedushas Kuna without the Avodah. But everything else, he does have a Kedushas Kuna. So if it's the son of a Mason, it's a married Oshem Balvera. In the Haftarah of this week's Sedra, from the Navi Yechesh, it says that a time to worship Tzavod Zara is due to Balmum. He's not permitted to he might have carbonus, but he is permitted. But he is permitted to eat carbonus. And Shulchan Aruch says that we don't let him duchen. It's very difficult. Why don't we let him duchen? He has a din like a balmum, so just like a balmum is permitted to duchen, why shouldn't he be allowed to duchen also? It's only a school of Gabi Avodah, so why shouldn't the Kohen Shavuot Avodah Zarah be permitted to duchen? Soloveitchi gives the same name as his father, Moshe Soloveitchi. Comments in connection with his din. What's the Gedur HaDin that a Kohen Shavuot Avodah Zarah is partial to do Avodah HaKarbonos? That's why Hashem has. Is it because a Mumal Avodah Zarah is Dina Ka'akum? So the Mumal Sagavah partial him from doing HaKarbonos HaKarbonos. Or is it not because the Mumal Sagavah, it's like there's a din that looks to the Neva, this partial of Gabi Karbonos. In the very beginning of Chumash Vayikra, Rashi quotes the first of Mina Bracha Mina Tzom, Min is a Minu, so all the six Miyutim. So an animal that was used in Avodah Zarah, a mukta or an eva, never means that they worship the animal. Mukta means that they set aside to worship, but set aside to use it as a carbon for Avodah Zarah. It's possible with Gabi Gavoya. So why is it possible with the baby? Is it Mumra? No, it's Moos. Moos with Gabi Gavoya. So maybe that's the pshat over here, that the Kohen Shavuot Avodah Zarah is not permitted to do HaKavos HaKavos because it's Moos with Gabi Gavoya. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchi brought a rise in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Afnun Beis and Beis. The Gemara quotes Sukkim from Navi, from Sefer Dirayam, I think, that the Kalim that we used for Avodah Zarah purposes were not permitted to be used again. Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, which we used for Avodah Zarah purposes, were not permitted to be used in the Beis HaMikdash again, based on the din that a Kohen Shavuot Avodah Zarah is not allowed to do Avodah. The Ikar could be the Mumer Sagavah, that a Kohen who's a Mumer Avodah Zarah is the Nitinochli, and that's why he forfeits the Kedushas Kuna. So that cannot apply to the Kalim. The Kalim are not Mumer. So you see, the Gemara has nothing to do with Mumer Sagavah. It's because Avodah Zarah is Moos with Gabi Gavoya, like the din by Gehenna, that Muksa the Nevet is Kosa with Gabi Korban. It is also. The Kohen Shavuot Avodah Zarah is Moos with Gabi Gavoya, that's one. Now, the way to put it, Shechat Anach Kemina, he said, the Chafetz Chayim writes in Likutei Halachos as well as in the Mishnah Berurah, in Hilchos Nesiyas Kafayim. But not only is this true regarding a Kohen Shavuot Avodah Zarah, if the Kohen is Machal Shabbos B'Fahesia, who is Dinah Kohen Avodah Zarah, so he's also a Pasul with Gabi HaKorbis HaKadonim. So Moshe Soloveitchi had a Hasagana, he said, if the Jinn would have been that a Kohen Shavuot Avodah Zarah is Pasul HaKorbis HaKadonim because of Mumer Sagavah, such a high degree of Mumer. So Machal Shabbos B'Fahesia is Dinah Kohen Avodah Zarah, so it's also a Mumer Dinah Kohen. So the same high level of Mumer, so the Mishnah Berurah and he'll be right, what he wrote there in the Mishnah Berurah and in the Likutei Halachos. But since the Gemara Avodah Zarah indicates clearly the Gabi the Kalim, Halacha, the Gabi the Kalim, the Gabi Samir, the Gabi Zarah, there is not an Ikram, the Mishnah Gabi, because it's Moos with Gabi Gavoya. So how did the Mishnah Berurah know to apply this Sula of Moos to a Kohen with Machal Shabbos Tefes? Maybe only Avodah Zarah is Moos as today Kat. Machal Shabbos Tefes is not so Moos. That was this time, he thought that a Kohen is Machal Shabbos Tefes, he should be allowed to do. I didn't see that that it necessarily followed. The Torah has the dinim of Bali Mumin Legabi Mizdeah. Bali Mumin by the Behemoth. First has the dinim of Bali Mumin by Kohanim. Then it has the dinim of Mumin Legabi Mizdeah. There are two types of Mum. There's a Mum Shavu and a Mum Aizah. Neither is permitted to be part of our Gabi HaMizdeach, whether it's a Mum or a Mum. So the difference is that it's able to be part of the carbon of a Mum. So the Mishnah says only if it has a Mum Kavua. Only has a Mum or a Mum means that it's going to heal by itself. If you need an operation to cause it to heal, then before you do the operation, it's still called a Mum Kavua. If it wouldn't heal by itself, then it's called a Mum Kavua. That's the basis in Chayyus points out, that it's called a Mum Kavua, even though it could be healed by the operation. So that's one difference between the two. That on one you can be prayed, on the other one you cannot be prayed. Then the Mishnah in the first parak in Chayyus, at the end of the first parak in Chayyus, has another, the second parak in Chayyus has another distinction between a Mum Kavua and a Mum. What about Magdish or Karbon on his day at a time that it already is a Mum? It's a very Bamum. Not that I was Magdish or Nachat Tachnaf or Bamum. Magdish or Bamum is already there. So the Mishnah says, it's called a Mum Kavua, the Hegdesh, it already had a Mum Kavua. Before I was Magdish, then the Kedusha Sazut is not Chal, period. The maximum it will be Chal on it will be a Kedusha Zaman Lam is there. But it will not be endowed with a Kedusha Sazut Lam is there. But if it only has a Mum over there, at the time that I'm Magdish, so then the Kedusha Sazut Lam is there is Chal. And the Mishnah has Chilukim. What they call the Mum Kavur HaGdesh or not, they have Chilukim, whether the thing has a Kedusha Zaman Lam is there or it has a Kedusha Sazut Lam is there. That's the difference. So it says that a non-kohen is forbidden to eat truma. A zar is forbidden to eat truma. Only a kohen can eat from nefesh kinyan kasko is permitted. The kohen is allowed to eat truma, and a kohen can eat from nefesh kinyan kasko is allowed to eat truma. Who is a kohen can eat from nefesh kinyan kasko? Rashi says, Ebit Tnaini, Shekhani Lagupa, Ebit Uzi Nak. That's Taisha B'Sachal Ayachal Kodesh. The Gemara says in the beginning of Kiddushin, Taisha B'Sachal refers to an Ebit Uzi, who's Ebit Sheish, and an Ebit Mirza. One goes on an Ebit Sheish, and one goes on an Ebit Mirza. But in Ebit Nani, that's Kinyan Kasko. What else is included in Kinyan Kasko? Behemoth claim. Who else is included in Kinyan Kasko? Aisha's claim. Aisha's claim is included even if she's only Arusa, or Marula. Uma says, Vartai, even though the Mishnah says that Arusa, Abbas Kohen, Abbas Yisrael, who's Arusa to a claim, is Einar Chelos Bekuma. Uma says that's only the Rabbanon, the Zerim. And Arteiro, she does eat Kuma. How do you know? Because it says, Kohen, she's in Nefesh, Kinyan Kasko. So how not in Kinyan Kasko? So now she writes in the first text of Kiddushin, Ram Dafi Beis, that if not for this pasuk, Kohen can have Kinyan Kasko, I would have also known from another pasuk in the end of Torah that an Eishes Kohen is a Chelos Kuma. Even though she herself is not a Kohen, I would have thought that's only after Nisuin. Because the pasuk reads there, the Kotor of the Beis Chayyachal Kodesh, and Beis is Urishto, but Beis is Urishto only refers to an Nisuah. Doesn't refer to an Arishto. That's why Rashi writes in the first section of Kiddushin. It's based on Yuma Yuma, and that's with Gimel. Yuma is the location Yuma, and with Gimel on the base. The Chita Badov, the Ad Beis, the Beis is a Rishpa, the Kangaroo has to be married with Nisuin. If he only has Elisin, it's not called Beis is a Rishpa. So that's what Rashi said. If you only have that passage of Kaltor, the Beis Chayach al-Kodesh, that the Eishis Kohen is permitted to eat Kodesh, so I would say that's only by an Arusa and Nisuin, not by an Arusa. Now I have this additional passage, Kranky, Knevish, Kinnikasko, that even applies to Harusa. Yosamea has a Yerushalmi which he claims doesn't read straight, so he's magir that it should be just an inverse, and he says what it says according to his Hagoy is the following, that when a Kohen has Erisin with a Bas Yisrael, she's permitted to eat Truma, but she's not permitted to eat Chaz of the Sheik of the Shlomim. When you shef the Shlomim in the Beis HaMikdash, when you shef Chulim, you have to give Zerah L'Chayayim HaTeva to the Kohen. That's Mamun Kohen. There are no strings attached to that. That's Chulim Gemurim. Anybody can eat that. You can give it to a Goy also. But when you shech the Kohen Shlomim in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to give the Chaz of the Shok to the Kohen. So that Chaz of the Shok may be eaten. Heim of Mayim, Heim of the Shem of Mayim, the Abdeim. Even the Eishes Kohen is also permitted to eat the Chaz of the Shok. So the Oris HaMeach, we read the Yerushalmi, is Magir, the Yerushalmi can read as follows, that the Eishes Kohen is permitted to eat Chaz of the Shok, is only if she's in a stool. She's in Arusa not, and that's a Dinda Raisin. Why? Because he explains after he's Magir the Gersh, he says because of the Tzukim. So the only person that applies is Kofar the Reis Chayyach HaKadosh. The Beis is Rishta. The Beis is Rishta is only by Nesua. Because this person, Kohen Kik Nevesh Kinyan Kasko, only applies to Truma. This person doesn't apply to Chaz of the Shirk. You're not allowed to give the Behemoth Kohen Chaz of the Shirk. So this person only refers to Truma. So by Truma and Arusa Zachelos Menatur, but by Chaz of the Shoyt is not. Where do you find another case like that, that a woman can only eat Truma, she can't eat Chaz of the Shoyt? So the very next pasuk Rashi quotes. If the Bas Kohen was married, and then she was married to a non-Kohen, so during the period of time that she's married to a non-Kohen, she's prohibited to eat Truma or Chaz of the Shoyt. What happens? Bas Kohen, you see Almana Gusha Vizera, Engla Vishavu Abeis Avia Kinuvea, she gets divorced or the husband dies. Then it says, Yishova, Obeis Aviyah Kenira, Mi Lechem Aviyah Teicha, Mi Lechem Aviyah, well, let's call Lechem Aviyah, we're married, the mem is a meal, she can only eat some and not all, which may she not eat? She's only permitted to eat Tumah, Chozeret, Tumah, Tumah, Vein, Chozeret, Lechem Aviyah. So you have a woman who has the status of, she was born a Kohen, she was always a Kohen until she got married. When she got married, is a din from Ishtu Tigufay, that's what the Sefer Chinuch says, this is the mark of the din of Ishtu Tigufay. The Pella Hakam Nigmar Sanhedrin didn't quote his truth. That's what the Sefer Achinah says. This is based on the principle of Ishtu Kiddush. The Kohen man that the Kohen is married to the non-Kohen, to the Izar, to the Trumas HaKadosh and Loisar, which is not allowed to eat Trumas, she's not allowed to eat Chaz of the Shoyt. When she gets divorced, and Zerah Ein Lo, V'Shavu, Beis Aviyah Kinu Reo, Mi Lechem Aviyah Teichu, V'Loi Kol Lechem Aviyah. She's only allowed to eat some, and not allowed to eat all. She's allowed to eat Trumas, she's not allowed to eat Chaz of the Shoyt. So the Yosameh claims that just like that, in the Bavli, it says, L'Feirish, that you have a woman who's permitted to eat Trumas, not Chaz of the Shoyt, the same applies by the Arusa Bas Yisrael, who Arusa Lekoin. And in Atari, she's permitted to eat Truma, but she's still not permitted to eat Chaz of the Shoyt. It's based on the two different sukkahs. The end of the parasha, Rashi comments on the pasuk "Sheva tachas Sheva, Ayin tachas Ayin, Shein tachas Shein." That it doesn't really mean literally. Means Shavanos the Tevin on Yitzchak Bashuk, and you pay moment. Tishu Rabbeinu Shein and Nesinas Mum Mamishavat Tashlumi. Mamish Shavanos the Tevin on Yitzchak Bashuk. What kind of a hezek? So when we learned the first parak in Sanhedrin, we saw it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi in the beginning of parak Hachayvon, the first Rashi Hachayvon said the reason, and Tosfos. And our parak, and the first parak in Sanhedrin, as well as the Rosh, in Parak Achoivo, as well as the Shif Mechubetis, the Shem Tosfos, and Masechas Erechim, they all say not like Rashi, Machlek is Rashi and Tosfos, whether Shaman Kevet Ibi or Shaman Kevet Naim. The Gemara has a comment on the Pasuk, towards the very end, the pasuk in the beginning of Machta, pasuk cut off. Machta beni shalmen, machta yodam yuma. So the Gemara says, Machta beni shalmen, or zodam uod mi yodam. Beni shogig, beni meza, beni yarnstam, rotam, ne gerach aliyah, ben derach yurida, and so on. Ma machta beni shalmen, lo chilakta min shogig, beni meza, etc. Af machta yodam yuma, lo tachlik boi, beni shogig, beni meza. What, lo tachlik boi? There is always chayv nisa. But a man, machta yodam yuma, is always chayv nisa to machta yodam. The more often says it doesn't say Makkah on the it says Makkah on, so it doesn't really go on with Seach, it goes on Makkah of the Yuma. That's the Gemara later in Sanhedrin, that's the Dalai. Makkah on the Yuma, it goes on Makkah of the Yuma. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Makkah on the Yuma, the Ben Shaykh is Ben Yuma, Ben Yuma, and the rest of it. So the Gemara says, no, Lotachlet boy, not that he's Yuma, but that is Kamla the Rabbin. And that's full time of the Mechishkir. There's a Braise that appeared in the Tamedish of Chishkir and his Yeshiva that was floating around, and it's called the Braise of Tamed Mechishkir. That Kamla with the Rabbanei applies even in a situation where the Maitre we're not going to give the Yonish Nisa. Because it's Bizman Azeb, Bizman Shem Beis Hamidish Kaim, but there's no Hasroah, there were no Eidim, there was the Shaydik, whatever, there are Harib, there are Harib. So I still say Kamla with the Rabbanei. He's given that you apply Kamla with the Rabbanei even in an instance where the fellow is not getting the Yonish Nisa. Is that only by Nisa? What about by Malta? There is a Machlaik Yisabhan, where they say Kamla with the Rabbanei at all by Malta. We talk, Machlaik Yisabhani Rabbanei. The Mayor holds like in the Shalom, there's no Kamla with the Rabbanei, only by Nisa in Malta. There's no Kamla with the Rabbanei that Malkus Chatzim Mamet. We pass it against Reb Meir. But Malkus does Chatzim Mamet. So the Shaila is, the son of the Bechiski apply to Malkus? Would you say the one who did an Aver of the Shogin, which is Chai Malkus for, would you say the son of Bechiski? So that's the Machlekes and the third Terekim Subis between Rabbi Yechanan and the Shlokes, and we pass it like Rabbi Yechanan. That son of the Bechiski is limited to the Nisan, and doesn't apply to Malkus. Some of Shani point out, not least some of the things we have from that point out, therefore, the din of Chad Meisir doesn't apply. What does that mean? What does Talmud Bechiski mean? That there are two dinim of Kamala, because there are two dinim of Kamala Bidrami. One dinim of Kamala Bidrami by Malkus and Mamet. That the fee of Malkus passes the fee of Misa. Then there's another din Misa Mamet. Not only the fee of Misa passes the fee of Mamet, even the Meisir HaMachayiv. You do a Meisir Aver, which normally is Mechayiv Misa, even though now the Meisir, the Choyal Mamish is not Mechayiv Misa. It's not that you have the two chiyuvim of simultaneity. The ma'isa hamachayiv misa, that ma'isa avera passes from the moment. So that din of kamla with the rabbanei doesn't apply to moment. It doesn't apply to malchus in moment. It only applies to misa moment. But the both din apply to misa moment. The din that misa passes from tashlumin, and the din that the ma'isa hamachayiv misa passes from tashlumin. So the Yosemech says, we'll have an afkinina, let's say, by malchus. What if the Chi of Malkus and the Chi of Mammon were not simultaneous? It's not Diyidna. So the only time you apply Kamla with the Rabbanei is if it's Diyidna. If it's not Diyidna, it doesn't apply. Whether the Chi of Mammon preceded the Chi of Misa, the Chi of Mammon came later. So the Gemara says in Sukkot, it's not exactly. Sometimes you apply Kamla with the Rabbanei even if the two Chiyuvim are not Diyidna. When is that? If the Chi of Mammon was simultaneous with the Maisa HaMachayiv Misa. The Gemara gives an example. Zohar Ketz, Mekhira Zalav, Yisob Zalav, Yisob Zalav, Yisob Zalav, a person shoots an arrow, a person carries something on the carpet, Dalai Lama is the Shishir Rabbin, and he made a Maisa Hezek in the middle. So even though the Chi Misa is only called when he does the Hanocha, and the hezek occurred before, so he already became a priest to pay the tashlum and mamrim before the chiyuv was chal. So he really shouldn't apply kam leidi rabinei. The Gemara says, nonetheless, we do apply kam leidi rabinei. Why? Even though it's not the yidna, the chiyuv mamrim is not the yidna with the chiyuv nisa, but the chiyuv mamrim is the yidna with the maisa hamachayv nisa. The chiyuv nisa is when you make the hanocha, but the maisa hamachayv is the atira from the beginning to the end. Atira tzarech hanocha. From the very beginning to the very end, the whole thing is all part of the Maisa HaMechayev. The Yasameach writes on the Rambam that that halacha, that if it's the Yidna of the Maisa HaMechayev, even though it's not the Yidna of the Chiyuv Mamish, you still apply Kamala Vidyana. That's based on Kamala Vidyana. That the Maisa HaMechayev part is the moment. So that only applies to Misa in moment. That wouldn't apply to Malkus in moment. At the end of the parasha, the story tells about the Megade. It says, "Vayisa Benishi says, 'Who Benish mitzvi b'serv b'nei Yisrael.'" The Ramban quotes a Kerasan, "B'serv b'nei Yisrael malamish in his gaya." Teaches us that he converted. What do you mean he teaches us in his gaya? So he has a machloikis. The Ramban has a machloikis with the Chachmei HaTzarfat and what that means. The Ramban says that all it means is that he was present at Mamon Har Sinai when all of B'nei Yisrael converted. He converted together with everybody else. He didn't have to undergo any additional conversion. He was present at Hasina. Why didn't he have to undergo any additional Jewish? Because his mother was Jewish. And the Gemara in the Mishnah says in Kedushin, the mother is Jewish and the father is a non-Jew. Who benish mitzvi, the father is a mitzvi, the mother is Jewish. So the child is considered Jew. And he quotes the Chachmei HaTzarfatim, say not so, that halacha, that Atma Bo Bat Yisrael, Avlad, is Yisrael, that only began after Matzah. But Kodem Atin Torah, the din was not so. The din was just like Bumas Alech HaKal HaZokar. So here also you would go after HaZokar. Bumas Alech HaKal HaZokar means that both parents are non-Jewish. Both parents are not Jewish, and you want to determine whether the child is a mitzvah, an Adeni, or a Frenchie, or a Chinaman, or an American. Well, what nationality does he belong to? An Afghanina? Is he from Yizaylumni? Is he from Amolek? Is he a mitzvah Adeni? What nationality does he belong to? So then the Gemara says, "Nivamim Bumas Alech Achal Azocha." So the Ramban on Chumash, and this post reports that the Chachmei HaTzarfatim says that the Alocha, that if the father is a goy, the mother is Jewish, the child is Jewish, that did only began after Matan Torah. So the Matan Torah did was just like Bumas Alech Achal Azocha by mixed marriage, but they're both goy. Alech Achal Azocha. So by mixed marriage, the one is Jewish and one is a non-Jew. Also, the father would always win. So the Matan Torah, the father would win. So that's a machlokes between the Ramban and the Chachmei HaTzarfatim. What exactly is the Nekudas HaMachlokes? So the Mishlam Melech and his Sefer Parashas Drachim claims, has a long tufel on this, and he claims that the Nekudas HaMachlokes is whether the Ovis Kodem Atin Torah will yotz mechlal b'nei Nechana. When Avraham Avinu was given the mitzvah Milah, did he become Jewish at that time, or did he remain a goy with a mitzvah Milah? And Yitzchok got an additional mitzvah, Yankov got an additional mitzvah, but they all remain goy in the full Ma'ane HaSinai. Everybody is a goy. What do you say? No. From that moment on, that Avraham Avinu was endowed with an additional mitzvah Milah, he became Jewish. So obviously, you're from the Chalal B'nina. He claims that that's the dispute over here, that the Ramban says, Milah Mishan Yitzchok means that he's present in HaSinai. It didn't need an added Jewish. Because this Jew has Akum Habar Bas Yisrael, Avlad Yisrael, applied using Kodem Bas Yisrael, because the Jewish people before Matan Torah were Yisrael. And the Rabbi Tehna Balagat Tehsli disagrees. They hold that the Avis Kodem Matan Torah had a din of a goy. So everybody was a goy in that moment. No, Matan Torah would be good enough for everybody, but he... Probably our patients understand that he converted Kodem Matan Torah. Lamashim is like Kodem Matan Torah. Why did they need a Jewish Kodem Matan Torah? His mother was Jewish because Kodem Matan Torah, they didn't realize Jewish was Alech HaChal HaZoch. And the Ramban says you can't do it. You can Kodem Matan Torah, he didn't realize the mother is Jewish, the child is Jewish. The Kabbalah from this, he's got a mitzvah, the few mitzvahs of that, from Pesach and Milo, the couple of mitzvahs, a handful of mitzvahs that they have. The Sefer B'nai Yisoska from the Pirush Medel Zina that he quotes from the Rekeach. Those who have the Rekeach don't need the B'nai Yisoska. I don't have a Rekeach. So he quotes from the Rekeach that at the end of all the Moados, the Chumash writes the din of Hadlokas HaMenorah to be Miramis to the Yontov of Chanukah. Right after all the Moados. I don't know. What about Purim is a big thing? Quinn preceded the Rashi at the end of the Seder has a comment on the Pasuk. It says the Megadeth as Hashem was Chayiv Stila. So it says the Rav Malos of Kol Ha'Eda. Rashi writes, how can it be the Rav Malos of Kol Ha'Eda? The Pasuk Yud Dalet. The time she shluchah shel Adam to Moishon. That the people who did this Stila did it to carry shluchah of Kol Yisrael. So that the Tiva Eger, in the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushim, the Gemara has a whole sugya fishing around for a mocker, to establish a din of Shluchas Lang Gemara, the Gemara calls one Pasuk, another Pasuk, Gemara doesn't quote this one. And he said every day, Megil in Ashat, on the side of the Gemara, ask Takashi, why didn't the Gemara learn that from this Pasuk? That's Shluchas Lang Gemara, he doesn't have a Tzadik. Okay. Yeah. Okay. The din of Lechem Aponim is mentioned in today's segment that I have 12 colors. We mentioned that the Zohar comments that on Shabbos you should make a zecher, the Lechem Ishmael that you use, you should make a zecher to the 12 colors. So by Chassidus Rebbe, they had a practice in New York that they used to say Hamotzi over the Lechem Ishmael, and they used to have 12 colors on the table, zecher and Lechem Aponim. And the Zohar Goyim held that was incorrect. And we know that it does, there's a mistake in the use in the Zohar. You shouldn't say you should have Yud-Beis Chalos, but rather you should have Yud-Beis Chatzon. You should have 12 half Chalos, because the Zohar Gaon holds La'avacha like the Rashbo. The Gemara says in Brachos, when you say Hamotzi on Lechem Ishmael Shabbos, you only have to cut one of them, you don't have to cut both of them. And then the next Amor in the Gemara says that he was brought to Akula Sheyusa. So Rashi says, when he took the Chalos, instead of slicing off a little piece at the end, he cut right in the middle. He cut half of the challah. Even though it looks messy to Rav Sanusa, it looks like he's going to eat all that challah. So to demonstrate that from the Kvod Shabbos he's going to eat a lot, because on Shabbos you have to eat it to cover the meal, he cut into the middle of the challah. That's how Rashi learned that the second Amorah mentioned anymore was Batra Akula Sheyusa. Sheyusa means the meal. He was Batra on the challah to the extent of so much challah as much as he's going to eat throughout the entire meal. And the Rashbo learned that he might differently than the Gulna Gwain quotes with Lalok, about the foolishness of me that he cut the both challahs, because the challah that you don't cut is not early with the Lechem Mishnah, you have to cut both challahs. So the Gula says that he has two challahs on Leil Shabbos. And he cut both, he has two challahs on Shabbos in the morning and he cut both. He has two challahs for Shabbos Shudas and he cut both, so you have six challahs, he cut them in half. So you have Yud-Beis Chatzon. So he said, that's what it means in the Zohar. There's a misprint, but really, he said originally, Yud-Beis Chatzon. And then the printer, someone described maybe a Rashi paper that he wrote Yud-Beis Ches, and then later on they thought it said Yud-Beis Chalos. So he said the whole thing is based on an error. And you should really try the both Chalos, and the Yetzir thereby, the Zecher, for Lechem Aponim. I just mentioned a couple of weeks ago I was on a Pchina. Some people didn't exactly understand what I was driving at. The Gemara has two opinions what the Lechem Aponim looks like in the Gemara and in Menachos. The Gemara says one opinion is that the Lechem Aponim was canoe shaped, and the other opinion is that it's rectangular shaped. So I thought that maybe that's why we have two types of chalas. We have the chalas that are canoe shaped, and we have the chalas that are sectional chalas, rectangular chalas. And the only time in Minigis that you have round chalas is on Yom Tov, and you don't make a Zecher the Lechem Aponim. I finally give up Tzak, which is the correct shape of the Lechem Aponim, whether the canoe shape, chalas, or the rectangular shape. So we should all do one way or the other. So how come some people have the meaning they have the fluff and the chalas like this, and other people have like that? So I mentioned the Chazar Nirish, who doesn't talk about this. Chazar Nirish just says, and that's the Gemara Menachos, that the machlokas hamarayim is a historical machlokas, it's not a halachic machlokas. They both agree that either shape would be kosher. They just argue historically what shape did they use in the Beis Hamikdash. But he says that either shape would be good to satisfy the requirements of Lechem Sheyesh Lo Aponim. Lechem Aponim has to have Aponim. What kind of Aponim? Either canoe shape or the rectangular shape. But circular shape would not be acceptable. So I thought that meaning was only on Yom Tov that you have. Okay. This Shabbos I was very surprised. I visited somebody out of town And they had gigantic, they had a big chalva. Usually other people use on Yom Tov. Rosh Hashanah use a big Yom Tov. On Shabbos, nobody uses one.
They have to have a
Oh, that's the Tereh. It's a big. The Sina Rokedis. The Gemara calls it a Sina Rokedis. They have to use. The Indians. But to my who told me, just had your throat well today. So call them, let them be told where the kids are speaking, let them be able to do the Khalid Torah. I don't exactly know what they're saying, dragging them, etc. But in the Akashia that they presented, they were assuming the same with Ramam, that whenever an individual is in a role in the Khalid Torah, the cloud goes in the world, so they're also calling their Khalid Torah, and they're the Khidish from the Ramam and the Why by the Melech is not Mitzvah Chalitza at all? There is a Mitzvah Chalitza, but there is not a lot of good because of the concept of the desire. So also, the answer that both of them did should explain why the Rambam is wrong also. Look, the famous Rambam, what can we do? Stop on.
I don't
want to do something. If you say Chayrish, it depends. If you say Chayrish, it depends. Then it's a lot by that, he is doing. His mother's mother, they are unable to educate the Kharis. Unable to educate, they have to be retarded. The Kharis of the Pope can be retarded. Certainly, the range of Kharis should be retarded. The two kinds of Kharis. There's a Kharis who died and died. No, he died and died and died. It's a God and brother. It's a God and brother. You don't need God for you. A shaker can be even more fun. We'll be trying to A cup is in my place is actually intensive. In addition, the first step, but a cup is even what is tenement I told you about. That's why it's tenement I told you because you don't need that. I brought it in for being shady, getting ready, and anything else. And it's tenement, you don't need that. You have to have Kavana Zia. If you were sleeping, you didn't even have Kavana Zia, then the mission says that he's not tenement. So as long as that Kavana Zia be Isha, you didn't even realize that this place was your body. You thought that it was his own wife. As soon as he knew that he's claiming to be Rama, believe that. Well, maybe you're going to shake his claim, he's going to shake his claim. The Kazavi brothers, yes.
So, they're
unable to do Chalitza because it's not really Kriyas Apsukim. Even though the Kriyas Apsukim is not Miyakelish, but the ability for Kriyas Apsukim is Miyakelish. That's a Gemara. But they can do it even like a Mishnah. So that's the Kasha. Come that such a trial exists. Kasha and Chalitza and other Yibum. Now how come the Kharish can do Yibam? So you have to give place and sense. It's my Yehudi Kovlo. There's a Chiyuv, theoretically there is a Chiyuv to do a Chalitza, but they're not able to do it. So the Kharish is saying by the Melech?
But if it's
always combined,
they go back to
the Nila
and say that
it's
do Chalitza,
because it's more than the Nila, and he just says,
No,
so that's what you're saying. No, since you're not able to do the Kriyas Apsukim, so that's worse. That's in the role of the Nila. But to say that to apply the Klal of Kosh, ain't a role of Chalitza, ain't a That only applies when there's no Chiyuv Chalitza at all. Here it is, theoretically, is there Chiyuv Chalitza at all? The Maaseh can't do it. The Baal Melech should also be the same thing. In the case of the Rambam, the Rambam says also there is a Chiyuv Chalitza by the Melech. It's just that Mishum Kodesh HaMelech, we don't allow him to do it. So why not say it should be called theoretically Eilel Chalitza, so therefore it should be Eilel Eilel? That's the Kasha. How will the Rambam distinguish between the Melech and the Chalitza? If I was able to say, you're going out of the Chalitza, you still are going out of the Yibum, that's the change in the Mishnah of the Gemara. By the Melech, the Rambam claims that it's, even though he's going out of the Chalitza, he is out of the Yibum. How are you going to explain that difference?
That means the difference between the levels of desire. Okay. And someone thinks you and to say, you're a good for nothing, Kochi asked me to show you in the day Kochi, to curse him out, so that's Bizarre Amalek, even though you're doing a mission. It'll still remain a Bizarre Amalek. And that's the case, it's not considered a Bizarre. There's no problem with all those more to be to the right. Let him go to bed, and that's the fact. So here, it's not a judgment for the purpose of a Bizarre. You know that it's a glass of Bizarre for the mouth. So here, for the best of size, for the purpose of Bizarre, it's not a Bizarre. But on the roof, that's what that will be a design. There's a thing in Mishnah, the law holds to the Mishnah. And I tell you, the law holds to the Mishnah. It's a Melech guy. You don't do Halitza to his wife, to be not to her Rashid. How come? Oh, so the mission continues. So we're not allowed to use anything that became less so, and that's why the practice was that Shalom Aleichem used to burn over the Shari Shachi, so the wife you don't burn. That's like by the Indians that we burn the wife, not only the king. Anyway, I got to burn the wife. So that they don't do. But I know it's Malman Alfi, you're not allowed to marry them. Unless I'm Malman Alfi, he's not allowed to marry anyway, so what are you going to do Chalitza for? That's just. If you don't do Chalitza because she's not allowed to get married anyway, that's what Rashi said. On the top of your person is, well, how can you do so? There's not too many notes there. What are you going to do Chalitza for? She can't get married anyway. You know, Brian, oh, so that's a major issue that the person discussed. Chalitza is only a mafia? It's only a mafia? And if Ben Kalikar, the woman isn't interested in marrying, or she's not able to marry for some reason or another, then we say, so don't bother to do the Chalitza, because it's still a mafia. Or should I say, for whatever reason, that Chalitza is a mixer. Even if she's not able to remarry, if she's not interested in remarrying, then it's still a mixer. It's still a mixer to do Chalitza. You don't say a bracha on Chalitza. You don't say a bracha. That proves that it's a mafia, it's not a mixer. You would have said a bracha.
Before
this horse,
I'm not even bracha.
Oh. So the Rishonim give that reason in the Shuvah. Like Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat, that's printed in Yavu Jam, to the right, and he writes that to the Lord. He says, the Bridge is supposed to do Yikum. The Chalitza is only second birth. So it's reading that prophet that he's doing Chalitza. So that's why there's no Bracha. Chacham and Eretz Yisrael and Bracha on Chalitza. He says, Moshe Lamad Eredem, they said, if you're doing those things, you're not going to move over from a cousin, but it should be your Kobalina. And if you did move over, I know he said the Eretz Yisrael, then you have to burn it. The right to sell or left over Neisa, and he burns that Neisa, Sefas Neisa. Does he say Bracha and Sefas Neisa? Maybe or maybe not. So he says no. So he says, because the only way to get to do this mitzvah is by first violating an Aver. So if you have to do an Aver first in order to lead up to a mitzvah, so in such a mitzvah he thinks that the Chacharim would have a Mitzvah Nebuch. Although Moshe Baruch is like Zayla. The Dana says that's Shiva and he tries to return to Gnaza. So he's going to say, the Dana says that Bracha should return from Sana, Allah Shah is Zayla. So he doesn't think that he said Bracha on that, he can give 100 other reasons. So he says, he doesn't think he said Bracha for this reason. He says, how do you get to do the mitzvah by having first done another? So whenever you only get, to do a mitzvah by first doing another, doing something that's improper, he thinks that the Chacham would have a mistake in the Bracha. So he thinks that the same thing is done in Chalitza. So he doesn't even call Chalitza not a mitzvah. He thinks that Chalitza is a mitzvah. So that is a local reason why you don't say Bracha. So if you should return the Chalitza to the mitzvah, what does Rashi think when Shaskir and Yosef? What is the Chalitza? The mitzvah is only a matzah. Ramban says, when the Shom, it's supposed to be sitting on the Shom. It's supposed to go home. Ramban is supposed to go home. What? What?
Yeah.